3, 2, 1.
Here we go! Hi, it's Shalana, and you are now listening to the Shalana Folks Talk Show, where mom entrepreneurs gather to discuss how we balance motherhood and entrepreneurship. I'm so glad you're here. Grab your coffee or whatever gets you going, and let's start the conversation.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go! I got a chance to sit down with Susie Turner, the owner of Be Beautiful Naturally, LLC. OMG, Susie is 60 year old goals. I wish you could see how amazing she looks. Well, actually you can, because you can go on over to my YouTube channel and watch the video version of this podcast. Anyway, Susie is recognized as a leader in the fitness community for her groundbreaking approach that all women over 50 can be fit and fabulous. Through her When Natural Hair Meets Fitness movement, her mission is to encourage, educate, and empower women with information, tools, and confidence to no longer choose hair over health, to get up and move, to live each day closer to their dreams and being the best version of themselves. You are definitely 60-year-old goals.
Yes.
When I met you, I was like, wow, there's no way she's, what, 63?
63.
I was like, there's no way she's 63. Like, look at this body. And I met you at the expo,
yes.
And health and wellness expo, and you did a demonstration of the type of fitness workouts that you do at your gym.
Mm-hmm.
And so just tell me more about, like, how you got into becoming fit. I know you said you didn't start until you were
in my 50s. Yes, I was like 54 when I actually started. Less than 10 years ago. So it's 54, and I was introduced again to Dr. Tremaine Young, and that's how it started. I just fell in love with fitness, and I didn't know that I had this passion for fitness until I started working out with him and just started seeing the changes that were coming on in my body. Because I was never an athlete, but I always wanted to have the Angela Bassett arms.
Oh,
that's what
yes.
I want, Angela Bassett arms. So, and I had a trainer, and but the education as far as eating wasn't given to me with
right.
the training.
Uh-huh.
And that's a big part of it. And so I had a trainer for a couple of years, and then wasn't seeing any changes in my body, so I just decided to let it go. And then a friend of mine at work, and her body is fabulous. Her body is amazing. So I knew I wanted to look like her, and so she introduced me to Dr. Young. And then after that, it was just the passion for what I wanted to do and how I wanted my body to look came. So, and like, again, it was 54 when
wow.
that happened.
So prior to age 54, what was your health lifestyle like? What was your body like?
So I had like a double chin, believe it or not. I mean, there's
really?
Pictures that I could put up, yes. There was no definition in my arms.
Okay.
I had a gut. And so all the problems that women have with the double
uh-huh.
chin and the arms and the gut, I had all of that. So,
yeah.
yes.
And then what was like your diet? Because you mentioned that you didn't really know much about like the dieting
mm-hmm.
and everything, and you're from the South, and I'm
yes.
from the South, and we like to eat.
We like to eat.
And we like to eat our
fried foods.
Hello,
yes, we do.
So, like, what was your diet like prior to that, and like, how did you change your diet?
So everything that you mentioned, that's what I was eating. That was my diet.
Working out,
but
okay.
yes, but because the education wasn't given to me about how to eat in order to get the definition,
mm-hmm.
to get the, you know, the six pack, to get all of that. The education wasn't given to me. And then, so again, at age 54, after, you know, joining the TFT family, Dr. Tremaine Young, that's when I got the education as far as what I needed to do in order to get the arms, in order to get the
mm-hmm.
flat belly, the six pack and all of that. So I took out bread. That was the first thing that he taught me to
okay.
do, is take the bread out of your diet.
Yeah,
it was a hard, because I love bread.
Yes.
Yeah, so it took me 2 years, because he kept, when I came, it took me 2 years to listen to him and then to follow the
mm-hmm.
eating pattern.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine that being like a huge step, because a lot of people think, well, I can just work out
mm-hmm.
and I eat what I want because I work out every day and I'll be fine. But they say that it's what, 80%?
It's 80%, 20% what you do as far as working out,
okay.
80% diet.
Okay.
So the workout is only 20%. And then when you walk away from that door, you walk away from me outside that door, the 80% is on you.
So then you said it took you 2 years to get
to listen. Yes, yes.
And so how would you, what would you tell women or anyone who, you know, they're working out, mm-hmm. but it's hard for them to commit to that new diet.
Yes. So again, I tell them, you got the 20 on me, you got the 80s on you. So you can work out 7 days a week, 2 hours in the gym, whatever. The results aren't going to come because you're going home and you're repeating the same habits. You're eating the bread, you're eating the dairy, you're going to McDonald's, you're going to Dairy Queen, you're doing all, you know, you're treating, because I worked out 2 hours, I'm going to treat myself by going to Dairy Queen. Uh-huh. You just defeated yourself. You defeated all those results that you did. They're gone because, you know, you're not walking in the steps of nutrition and fitness. You're not doing it. So that weight is not going to come off. That definition is not going to come until you take those things that we talk about out of your diet.
Right.
Yes.
And then, so how can one become more consistent with that? Like, how did you end up becoming more consistent within that 2 year period?
Okay, so it took me 2 years to listen, and then when that 2 year period came around and I decided that I want something different for myself. Mm-hmm. So all the things that Dr. Tremaine Young had taught me, I decided, you know what, I'm just going to do it. So I went cold turkey.
Okay.
And I don't recommend that to everybody because everybody is not, you got to be dedicated, you got to be committed. You know, you got to have that. And I had that when I woke up that morning and just said, this is it, I'm done. Mm-hmm. So I had the commitment, I had the dedication to make those changes. And so once I did that, that's what I would tell people, you got to listen to your body too. You know, I can tell you what to eat, I can tell you what not to eat, mm-hmm. but you also have to listen to your body because your body may not be like me. Your dedication may not be like mine. Your commitments may not be like mine.
Right.
But you have to listen to yourself and just take baby steps if necessary.
And
yes.
So with listening to your body, you said that you cut out dairy.
Mm-hmm.
Did you become vegan or?
So I am plant-based.
Oh, okay. Wow. So and how long did it take for you to actually get to plant-based?
So I took out the bread and dairy first, but mm-hmm. I still was eating like chicken and fish.
Yeah.
And then eventually one day I just said I took all of that out too. So it was within the same, I would say maybe within a month of me taking out the bread and dairy, I took out the chicken and I took out the fish. So
did you feel weak? Because I've tried to do vegan before, and I'll tell you when I tried. I tried it right after I had my second child.
Okay.
And I was nursing and I was always hungry.
Mm.
And I tried to do it then because I wanted to like snap back even faster.
Okay.
But I was always hungry and like,
yes.
I just felt like I wasn't getting enough food or like maybe the protein. Mm-hmm. I was getting these headaches.
But listen, when you take out the sugars out mm-hmm. of your diet, it's like, that's what I tell people too. I think I had parasites, you know, because parasites crave, it makes you have these cravings.
Mm.
And so I went on a detox and I just detoxed everything. And after I did that, yes, the sugar cravings were gone. But what I needed to do though is add more protein into my body because I was feeling like you, feeling weak.
Yeah.
I was feeling foggy. My brain was kind of like foggy and I knew that I needed to get protein. So I needed to add more protein back in after I got rid of the fish and the chicken. And so I added more nuts into my diet, more leafy green vegetables. I added all that stuff mm-hmm. back, you know, into my diet so that I could get the protein that my body required.
And
I felt, and drinking lots of water. Drink lots of water.
Okay.
So water helps. If you drink, like I would say, 8 ounces of water before you eat a meal, that's going to fill you up. And then you're eating, so you're not going to be as hungry as fast.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And so do you have cheat days?
No.
No cheat days.
No cheat days. No days off. No days off.
Is it okay to have a cheat day?
I don't have a cheat day.
Okay.
I do not. I don't do it because it might be too easy to go back the other way to me. Because I mean,
what about for your birthday? Do you eat cake?
I have vegan cake. There's vegan, vegan cakes.
So you will eat some type of mm-hmm. dessert. Like,
yes,
you know.
But it's vegan.
Okay.
So it's anything that without the white sugars. I don't do the white sugars.
Okay.
So yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you have a vegan diet. Let's talk about the hair part.
Okay.
So a lot of women, especially women of color,
mm-hmm.
we don't want to mess up our hair.
Exactly.
And so we'll compromise our health and going to work out because I don't want to sweat got my hair flat.
Yes. And a lot of women, like me, I wasn't ready to embrace my natural curl. It took me a long time. Even though I've been natural for over 20 years, it took me a long time just to embrace this curl,
That was
amazing. Thank you. And because I was thinking, you know, I'm in HR professionally.
Okay.
I work in HR. HR. So HR, you have to look a certain way. You feel like you have to look a certain way.
Especially in corporate America, you just
feel
that way.
You just feel that way. And it's not, I mean, it's more relaxed now, but, you know, back in the day, it was like real tight suits, you know, hair had to be straight. I thought my hair had to be straight. And then one morning, I just decided, because I used to go home after I worked out, go home and just wash my hair and blow dry it, straighten it every single day. Yes. Can you imagine all that damage? Yes. All that damage I was doing to my hair. So one morning after workout, I said, this is it. I'm just going to embrace my curl. And I sat in my car 30 minutes before I got out to walk into, I worked for Chase, so before I walked into that building, I sat in my car, like, what have I done? Why did I do this? I should just turn around and go back home. But I walked into the building, my boss was like, she couldn't believe it. She said, I love it. So it was a very, everybody, I had very positive, responses than what I thought I was going to get. Because HR, I was thinking, she's going to send me home and tell me, go home, straighten your hair out. But
so for women who, they may be transitioning or they may not want to transition at all.
Right.
Like, what tips do you have for those who feel as though they cannot commit to the natural hair?
And so, and that's okay. If you're not ready to transition to natural, if you're not ready to embrace that curl, it's okay. I would say keep getting the heat on it, but you can't just allow that to be an excuse not to work out. Right. You have to get this body right because this is our temple. God gave us this body. What are we going to use it? Or are we going to abuse it? We have to use it to His glory, right? We have to use it. And so part of working out is like giving, to me, I say this, giving thanks back to Him for my longevity. Thank you for my body. It's my thanks to Him.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So then if, you know, they say, well, I can't work out, but your hair isn't done every single
it's
day.
It's not.
Let's make it like at the end of the week, you know, it's dirty and it's almost time to
get it done again.
So maybe they could work out, let's say, 3 days a week.
Yeah, I would say 3 days a week is perfect because I used to get my hair done on Thursday. So I would work out when I still had my relaxer. Mm-hmm. I would work out like, you know, Monday through Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, no, Saturday, no.
Yeah.
Then I would come back on Monday because I knew I had a few days, you know, before I got my hair done to get that workout in. So I would say 3 days a week is perfect.
Yeah. Well, how often do you work out?
Every single day.
Every single day.
Wow. I work out, and multiple times a day because I'm a personal trainer too.
Okay.
So I have clients, so I have to, you know, demo different workouts with them. So I'm so it's multiple times a day that I'm working out.
If you're working out that often, how are you, and you're vegan, are you like hungry all day too?
I pack my food. Okay. Yeah. So, I believe in grazing. I mean, I graze. I believe in that, where you just eat small meals.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's how I do it. I always pack my food, so I'm not in a temptation to run out and grab something. Yeah, I pack my food.
So meal planning is big. So do you start big, like maybe at the beginning of the week?
On Sunday.
Sundays?
That's my day to prep, yes.
And do you also, with your clients, do you kind of help them with like their nutrition, like meal planning?
Yes, we do all of that. So nutritional advice, meal planning, just, you know, information, if they have like, because a lot of people have, you know, diabetes too, or they may have some type of like multiple sclerosis. I have two clients that have MS. So diet to them is very important, you know, to them. So, I mean, I give all these nutritional advice so that they're not running into trouble with me or away from me, you know, as far as meal planning and eating properly. Yes.
And you know, I witnessed with some of my in-laws who went and decided to do like a vegan diet for a certain amount of time, like their blood pressure went down.
Mm-hmm.
And so have you had like clients where you put them on a vegan diet and you've seen like...
I have not had that response.
Well, were there any like health issues that you may have had prior to it or...
I had digestive issues.
Okay.
So I don't want to get too gross, but I had digestive issues. And once I came off of the bread, I noticed how I had regular bowel movements, which I wasn't having before.
Okay.
And so all that buildup, even when I decided to detox, all of that, you know, filth and parasites, all those toxins, I got rid of all of it.
So what's the detoxing process like? Is there like teas that you take or?
I make my own tea. And it's really, I mean, it's something you go to the store and buy, like ginger, cinnamon. Some people put lemon, but I like lime because lime is a non-alkaline.
Okay.
Yeah, so you want that non-alkaline diet where you're not getting that with the acid.
Okay.
So I use lime instead of lemon.
Okay.
And so no sweetener, it's just the ginger. And I use cayenne pepper too,
okay.
Just a little bit of cayenne. Ooh. If you can stand cayenne, you can stand it.
Yeah.
And that's the detox tea that I make.
Okay.
Yes.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then, what's the key to sticking to exercising? You're doing it 7 days a week. Like, how did you get to that point?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's the key?
My key was a goal because I knew I wanted, like I said, the Angela Bassett arms, and I know that working out once a week wasn't going to happen.
Oh, no.
And so then I just started adding days in,
right,
like
right,
two
right.
days, 3 days, and then I started doing twice a day. And then when I became a personal trainer, I was doing it. Every day. I'm working out every single day. So. Yeah, but that's not everybody's schedule. Everybody can't do that.
Right. Well, do you find that you stay motivated? Like, how do you stay motivated?
Because it's my passion.
It's your passion.
Yes.
It's your passion.
Yes. And like Kobe Bryant, you know, God rest his yes. soul, one of the quotes that I just love is like, you have to do something do something that makes you want to jump out of bed every single day. And if you don't jump out of bed every single day, find something else to do. And passion, I mean, this fitness and this health and training people, I love just seeing them transform, the transformation.
Right.
I love it.
So I have a quick little this or that game.
Okay.
So it's kind of like what you prefer.
Okay.
Do you prefer a morning or an evening workout?
I say first thing in the morning.
First thing in the morning. Mm-hmm. So I started trying to work out first thing in the morning. I've been doing it since the beginning of this year.
Mm-hmm.
The 5:30 morning.
Yes.
But I have two little ones, so
yes.
I'll be back home. I have to get them ready
mm-hmm.
and get them out the door. So
mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm about to crash like
yeah.
after a certain amount of time. So
yeah, like later in the day, and I find myself doing that too. I mean, because like I have, I teach classes some mornings at 5 a.m., some mornings at 5:30,
mm-hmm.
and like around 2 or 3 o'clock, I find myself starting to crash.
Okay.
And so I make sure, yeah, that's normal.
Yeah. Okay.
That's when I start eating like nuts or something just to kind of get that protein in my body, just to kind of get me up, get me
right.
going, crunching. Here's some crunching that's going to wake me up, right?
Right. So water or a sports drink?
Water.
Definitely
water. No sports drinks, no, because
yeah.
of all the preservatives, all the chemicals, all the non-things that we can't name are in those drinks. So,
yeah.
And then the sugar content, too. So water.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Eat before or after a workout?
Depends on your body. Because some people, me, I can, like this morning, I worked out and nothing on my body. Nothing, I had no food.
Okay.
And so it depends. Some mornings I wake up and I can tell that I probably need to do something,
mm-hmm.
eat a little something. Mm-hmm. But it just depends on your body.
And then what should you eat, like, before or after a workout?
Something light. You don't want anything heavy because you're going to be, especially if you do high-intensity
mm-hmm.
things,
right,
you're going to fade fast. So I would just say something really light, maybe like a banana
okay.
or
I
a scoop, of,
banana,
or a scoop
yeah.
of peanut butter or something
okay.
like that would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, all natural peanut butter.
Right.
Not just.
So what about stretching? Stretch before or after a workout?
I don't do either.
Really?
Mm-mm.
And you don't feel like tight or
Mm-mm.
sore or anything?
I don't do
it?
Either. There's people that I work out with that do. They stretch before
okay.
and after. So I guess it's a preference. I don't
okay.
do either. The only time I stretch is we have we call it strength of flexibility class,
mm-hmm.
where it's mostly like a lot of stretching. So that's usually the only time. That's usually on Tuesday and Thursdays.
Okay.
Yes.
Fitness machines or body weight training?
I say resistance training.
Okay. So
yes,
tell me
since
what,
you didn't give me that option.
Okay, well, what's the resistance training?
Resistance training, where you're using your own body weight. You're not using any kind of
barbells.
Oh, yeah,
that's what I'm saying. So fitness machines or body weight training.
Yeah.
So body weight would
so
be the same
that's resistance training.
Okay,
yes.
So
yeah.
That's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Supplements or no supplements?
None.
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 Okay.
No, because your foods, if you eat the proper foods, you're going to get the supplements. You're going to get the nutrition
mm-hmm.
from your foods if you eat the proper, you're putting the right things into your mouth.
But what about, like, vitamins?
If you eat the right foods.
So no mm-hmm. B12 needed?
Mm-mm.
Or
if you get the right foods,
okay.
all those vitamins should
vegans,
be there.
Actually, a doctor told me that my son's pediatrician when he was a baby that, well, if you're going to do vegan for him, then he might need some type of B12 supplement.
Mm-hmm. But there's so many foods like spinach and the green leafy vegetables has all of that. So I say none.
So mm-hmm. what would you tell women what beauty products should they have in their gym bag?
Okay, you know. So I'm not a proponent of, I'm not like natural, I like natural, I like to look natural. So, but anyway, but there's times when I do the full-fledged makeup face. But going to the gym, you need to have those wipes in your bag to remove the makeup because you don't want to get that sweat and everything clogged in your pores, So you're going to have the wipes to take that makeup off. And then after the workout is over, you want to wipe again to get all that sweat off of your face just to keep your pores clean.
Right. Yes. Okay, so that's a good one.
That's my only essential.
Like for hair? Anything that they should have in their bag for hair?
If you like to wear, I mean, me, sometimes I wear my hair like this when I work out, but it's, but a lot of times I'll pull it up into like the pineapple, pull all my hair up, when, you know, with just the tight, little tie thing, and then the headband.
That's, okay, nice.
To protect my face from the sweat.
Right. So, Susie, how can the viewers reach you and learn more about your workout routines?
Okay, so you can find me. I am on Facebook and Instagram, and it's Be Beautiful Naturally, and that's BEYOUTIFUL Naturally. So that's where you can find me on Facebook and Instagram.
Hey, take a screenshot. Post it to your stories, letting me know what you learned in this episode. Make sure you tag me at Shalina Foltz on Instagram. And if you enjoy this episode, please give it 5 stars and leave a review. Don't be selfish, share it with a friend. You never know who needs to hear it. Thank you for tuning into the Shalina Foltz Talk Show, and never forget, you're doing your best, and your best is good enough. If you enjoyed this episode, please give it 5 stars and leave a review. And don't be selfish. Share it with a friend. You never know who needs to hear it. Thank you for tuning in to the Shalana Foles Talk Show. And never forget, you're doing your best, and your best is good enough.